When I was in junior high, my dad started waking my brother and me up early in the mornings and doing morning devotionals. Something in my heart fell in love with those mornings, but my dad, for some reason, didn't continue to do these morning devotionals with us. I'm not sure if my dad felt like his efforts were just not producing any fruit, or if he thought we weren't listening, or if he just grew tired of getting up early in the morning and doing these devotionals with us. This was something that was really special to me, but I never told him. I never expressed that I wished he would have continued on with these morning devotionals. Now that I have children, I've started waking up my oldest daughter, who's in early grade school, and we're having these morning devotionals as often as we can. In the back of my mind, I wonder at times, is she really enjoying these, or is she getting anything out of it? I know when I think these things, it's my pride wondering if it's sinking in, or if it's the deceiver trying to discourage me. I know it's not my job to make anything sink in, but it's my job to be faithful and to train my children up in pursuing Him. And at times, life gets really busy with early morning work days, and I don't wake her up. I also find myself in ruts where I'm not making this a priority with her as much as I should. But when my daughter asks why I haven't been waking her up to do these morning devotionals with her, it melts my heart, and I thank God for that, and it gives me great encouragement to continue to run the race that's been marked out for me as a dad. And Hebrews 12:1 has been the verse that's really spurred me on in doing this. And that is, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith,